Remember when it didn't rain in Los Angeles? I don't.
Well, I just hydroplaned through Los Angeles to get here, Sarah.
Well, I appreciate that, Heather. Good work. A female friend sent me a happy Galentine's Day text this morning, which was nice, but I'm going to go ahead and kill myself now.
Ah, Valentine's Day. Another marketing scheme to lure us into spending money on junk.
Mm-hmm. Have such a good day. Oh, hello and welcome to Have Such a Good Day.
Hey, everybody. How's everyone feeling?
Well, I'm feeling like I want to have a better day.
Me too. Well, we're getting there. We're diving right in.
Hey, for anybody who's not watching the video version, Heather and I are in a top secret new location.
Oh, my God. Where is this?
Where are we?
It's so exciting.
Are we stuck? Have we been kidnapped? We have all our gear, so hey, the show must go on.
So it's been torrential rain here in Los Angeles, so I decided to move us indoors. You know, usually at my house, we shoot outside, and we could have done it because the rain stopped, but there's a bit of wind, and a little sketchy, so we figured, you know what, why not?
I mean, I don't trust them apps anymore.
No, I really don't. I really don't. Mm-hmm. They all have different forecasts.
They give you a decent idea of what's going on.
Yeah.
But you can't bet your life on it not raining.
You cannot trust meteorologists. I'm telling you, in every single app.
All very nice people, I'm sure. They're very, very nice. But it's not a perfect science.
No, it really isn't. But the three apps that I use all have different forecasts. So it's like, well, which one do I believe?
Oh, I was in San Francisco last week for another gig. Saw a couple friends and my friend Frank, who you know, was like,
great name.
9 days of rain in a row back in LA next week. And I was like, you kidding? Like, what app are you looking at? That's the worst one I've heard yet. Didn't end up being 9 days in a row, but we have had some torrential rain.
I liked this morning when you said, okay, so I guess we live in Seattle now, you and me.
Yeah.
You know, actually, speaking of the rain.
No offense
this morning,
to Seattle. I just know it rains a lot there.
It's beautiful. But yes. So this morning I drove past your house to go to tutoring. Mm. So I was on, you know, right down the street from your house on Lemoyne at the intersection. And this poor woman, there was such a river down there. This woman rolled up her pants, took off her shoes and had to wade across the street.
I believe it.
It was and ridiculous.
I know some of you are like, come on, how bad can it be?
Yeah.
Here's why it's bad. The city is not set up
for
this.
It's a desert.
And particularly in our neighborhood where Heather and I live, there are a lot of hills, right? Mm-hmm. So if you're at the bottom of a hill and it's a four-way stop.
And there's no vents
and there's pedestrians.
Drains.
Well, there are drains, but they're clogged.
They're all clogged.
Because they can't handle it.
Yeah, exactly.
Then it's like, Otis, the dog, and I frequently are like, huh, we actually can't get across the street right now. Can't be done.
Like, literally,
I would have
you'd
to take
have to
off
get a
my
boat.
Shoes. Or buy galoshes. And you know what? I've had enough. Although I did buy an umbrella today.
Oh my goodness. This is a big step for you. Was it like a good umbrella? Like a nice one? Or
it was
like
an umbrella
one of the
from
ones?
Vons. So, you know, you can unpack that however you like. But I thought it was kind of cute. It's like purple with like polka dots.
Ooh, that sounds very you. I love it.
Yeah.
So. Well, we're surviving. We're making it. We're making it work.
We are
recording episode 32 of the show where we unpack the absurdity of everyday life.
And it is absurd
for your
at
entertainment,
times, correct?
Via disturbing stories from the internet.
That's
and,
right.
You know, like
some of them are our own, some of them are others. But collectively, we figure there's some reverse psychology going on where we all walk away happier,
having a good old day.
Yeah, having the best one.
I mean, I think my day has improved since we started rolling.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, we've. Like I mentioned, I was out of town for a couple of days last week, and so we're recording this show on Valentine's Day, and we'll get a little bit more into that in a few.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the nature of production and all sorts of things, you will probably be watching or listening to this a little bit after the fact. So just keep in mind, it's V-Day at the time of printing.
You know, Sarah, you and I always hang out on the most important holidays, it seems.
It's true.
We're stuck with each other. But, you know, speaking of, I tried to make a somewhat love-related bonus poll today.
Okay, bonus poll for $5 and up patrons.
Yes, $5 and up.
At the end of the show, it's a little bonus topic for you. Heather, what do we got today?
Oh, boy. What is something that you dread about getting into a relationship? You know, when you're kind of at the precipice of, you know, maybe you're dating someone and then you're kind of like at the relationship. It's
there's
starting
some,
to
there's some hesitation slash dread. Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we'll take the rest of the show to think a little bit more about what our answers would be. And you all do the
same.
We're
pretty good at multitasking.
Yeah, exactly. We'll think about dread and we'll also have a really good day.
Yes, exactly.
So I wanted to tell you a little bit about my day and I don't even know where I start with this one. I've probably moaned and groaned a little bit about the life of a freelancer and you got to buy your own health insurance and the whole thing's a mess and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
No, so, never heard you talk about that before.
Well, on the show anyway. We've established that it's a shit show and it's very frustrating.
Uh-huh.
Well, okay. So a few weeks ago, and I actually remember mentioning this to you when we were in Mexico City where I was like,
I remember.
Something's a little... I don't know. It's like, it's sore. It's, you know, I thought like, did I bruise it somehow? It's kind of a funny place to do that. Uh-huh. What's the deal? And what I probably should have recognized much earlier and now have to like deal with on a pretty serious basis is repetitive stress injury. Because, and it kind of crept up on me because it was a funny pain that I didn't quite understand.
Uh-huh.
And then all of a sudden it kind of came up my arm.
Yikes. How far does it go?
Well, it goes all the way up.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's starting to bother the other side of me too, because now I'm favoring my left side. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it, for anyone who's not familiar with what's known as RSI, it's a really serious thing. You might be familiar with the term carpal tunnel.
Yep.
It's not the same thing, but it's the same idea where, you know, there are nerve endings and kind of this sort of crushing of, oh, I don't even want to describe it, but, you know, Google it, you'll learn all about it. But it's something that can be a lifelong injury if not treated.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why whenever you work for a company and, you know, they sort of go around and say, like, everyone feeling okay? And you're like, I don't know, my back hurts. They're like, ergonomics expert. Because otherwise, the workman's comp that we'd have to pay for this because it's going to be significant is way worse. So we want to nip this in the bud and also, you know, like keep employees
working. I thought it was just because they care about our well-being.
Right, right. Yeah. They care about our typing. But anyway, so so a couple of days ago, I kind of came to terms with like, all right, I know what's going on. And I do a lot of editing.
You do.
You know, for our show, certainly, but for some other projects, really intensive editing.
Yeah.
You know, for like a half of a day at a time, like kind of hunched over and, you know, real precise. And, I know that's what it is. I know it is. So because of my amazing health insurance, I, you know, have to go see my PCP, my primary care physician, for anybody who, I don't know,
doesn't know
lives
in
another country or something. You know, you call it all sorts of things. I think it's GP in the UK. But you have to go see her because of my health plan. I can't just go see a physical therapist.
Yeah.
I have to get referred. Of course. This annoying thing.
Yeah. It's another step.
Yes. Many, many people have to deal with this. Anyway, we all know this. So my healthcare plan is relatively new. The first person that I was assigned to, you know, they just sort of like gave me a card and signed me a physician before I even had a chance to look up anybody in my network, had like... like negative star Yelp reviews.
Ooh.
And like a lot of them. It wasn't just like some disgruntled person who like didn't like the receptionist. It was like, stay away from this man. He's the worst. So I was like, huh, I feel like I should change my PCP before I even get started on this journey
this
of going to see
worst?
A dermatologist one day.
Yeah.
So picked another gal. She's in the neighborhood. Also did not have great Yelp reviews, but I was like, at least she's only like a couple blocks away. Like that would be advantageous,
absolutely.
You know? You know, and there's like an urgent care facility that's part of her practice, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So for the past week or so, ever since I was like, I'm going to need a referral to a physical therapist, I've been trying to call. And the phone number that's listed on my medical cards, the phone just rings and rings. There's no answer machine. There's no sort of, you know, callback service. There's nothing. It rings to the point, I think it's 30 to 35 rings, and then it just hangs up on you. I've called it 19 times. So I looked online, and there's a different number associated with this doctor.
Uh-huh.
Weird, but okay. Well, that number is disconnected and is no longer in service.
Why is nothing easy?
So I called my health insurance company, which is LA Care, by the way, not loving them so far, and was like, guys, I can't get a hold of my doctor. Does she exist? Mm-hmm. Is she on the network anymore? I mean, her whole life seems to be disconnected. That's a little weird, given her not stellar reviews mm-hmm. in the mm-hmm. past. So they did exactly the same thing that I did. Please hold while we try to call your doctor with the numbers that you've already called. Mm-hmm. And finally, they were like, okay, yeah, you need a new PCP ASAP because your doctor is like MIA and like I'm now seeing other people complain that they couldn't get a hold of her.
Whoa. What is going on with these doctors on the east side?
Doctor flee the country. I don't know.
Damn. So you're still on the lookout for a PCP?
Yeah, still need a doctor. Trying not to use my right arm. Good times.
Great times. You know, one problem goes away and another one pops up.
True story. So Heather, how was your week?
My week has been pretty good. I've been focusing on, you know, my little teaching jobs. And I've been a busy little bee too, like in a different way than you. But I wanted to mention, I've had a couple belated birthday situations this last week, not just my birthday, but a friend's birthday who I missed. I took her out to lunch earlier this week, and I was just thinking about, and I had a friend who came into town last week and took me to dinner for a belated birthday. My birthday was on December 10th, so it was like a long time ago.
Okay.
But it was like really nice because like I love the concept of a belated birthday, because you basically, well after your birthday, you get to be treated like a birthday girl. And I also enjoy treating other people to belated celebrations, and it's just That's sort of nice. It's like some people, you know, there's all those cards out there that are like, you know, oh, I missed your birthday, I feel terrible, I'm so sorry. But I kind of don't think you should say sorry. I think it's an opportunity to get that person alone.
Exactly. See you soon. Sorry I missed your birthday, but don't worry.
Yeah.
We're going to have a nice dinner.
Absolutely.
Real soon.
Yeah. I love it.
That's nice.
I'm a big fan of the belated birthday.
Well, good.
Yeah.
I think that that's a very good attitude to have, because some people get a little weird around birthday time.
Oh, I know a lot of those people.
Myself included. it's nice to... It's nice to feel that the pressure's off somewhat.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Well, if we want to get a little bit more into the Valentine's portion of the show, because again, Feb 14th, what are you going to do? It's weird. A few of my international friends, you can always tell when people are like, Happy Valentine's Day, where I'm like, I like barely know you.
Yeah.
But thanks.
It's like such.
Because they're like just, they think it's a big deal.
Absolutely.
Where you're supposed to say Happy Thanksgiving kind of thing.
Yeah,
like,
totally.
You don't have to say that to me.
No.
Thank you for the gesture, but we're good. That's more for like romance. So on the Valentine tip, I have been super annoyed with everybody on Facebook as usual.
It's probably the worst day.
Yeah. Instagram is pretty bad too, but not that I don't want everyone to be in love and whatever, but there's a tiny bit of it that it almost is like, okay, so this is going to be super dramatic, but like on Father's Day, like I hate Father's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have it. Well, I have a dad, but he's no longer on the mortal world.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, it's kind of a sad day.
Yeah.
And sometimes I'm sort of like, okay, I got it. Like, thank you for letting me know how great your dad is.
Yeah.
Like, okay, that's cool. But you feel a little like...
A little left out.
Well, just or sort of like wistful. Like, thanks for like... I don't know. It seems sometimes a little tone deaf.
Yeah.
Valentine's Day is the same.
I totally agree.
And I've been in relationships on Valentine's Day. I've been single or somewhere in between. Like, I understand that if things are going really well, it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I love you.
Yeah.
Yay, us. But I also think that it's... can almost be a little patronizing.
Oh, absolutely. It definitely is patronizing.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's supposed to
But I also like, they're really good friends of mine where I'm like, that's a cute photo of you and I'm glad that you're happy. It's just like, it's a little bit like grinding the gears.
It is. It's like almost like putting it in your face, your current situation. Like,
right. Yeah.
Oh, all these, you know, people are out to dinner.
What's wrong with me?
Yeah, exactly. It's like this reminder. It's the same thing with the Father's Day situation for you. It's like, it's like a not so subtle sort of reminder of something that gives you pain
or
discomfort.
Also, yeah. And I think that there are so many people who, I don't know. I try to be cognizant of like, I don't know. New Year's Eve is another example where it's like people get lonely and some people are like lonely to the point of suicide. Like, it's like, you kind of gotta, like,
you gotta be careful.
Yeah, you wanna just, you know, think about your neighbors.
Totally.
And, you know, hopefully love them. Speaking of somebody who did not do that, it was Kim Kardashian West, who I find very annoying, but that's neither here nor there. I've fallen out of love with them for lots of reasons. But today she tweeted a video of, I don't know if you saw it.
I did.
Real weird. Kenny G, famous saxophone player from the late 80s, let's call it, in sort of a empty room with many, perhaps hundreds of sort of mason jars with one single rose in them. And he's like serenading her in the middle of the room. And she's like, oh my God, Kenny G's in my house. Where? And so, you know, my first reaction is like, shut up.
Totally.
My second reaction is, I don't want Kenny G in my living room.
No.
I mean, I don't hate the guy, but like, I don't, I mean,
I wouldn't be that moved. When was the last time
someone was like, that would be my ultimate dream? Like, no. Isn't there some saxophone player who's like been on the scene since then?
Honestly, these people who have these kinds of lifestyles, it's just like, I wouldn't even want that. Like,
right.
I just feel like it's all this bragging and it's like, I don't even envy that. You
well,
know, like,
right. It, you know, talk about rubbing it in someone's face.
Oh, totally.
But also my third point is, okay, shut up.
How much did that cost?
Who wants Kenny G? Yeah, I mean, you can afford it. So like, okay, I don't even care. But she said it was in her living room and it's like a fairly large room. Obviously, there's furniture that's been cleared out of the way or else you have like a really large room with like tile floors and that's weird. Mm-hmm. It's like, where'd the furniture go? This is too much work.
It's too much.
I don't get it. Like, wouldn't you be like, thanks for the gesture, like, put my house back together.
And honestly, it's like, I feel like it's so impersonal. It's just, it's got like some kind of like, you know, excitement factor, but it's not very intimate or personal. I don't know.
It's the Instagram Valentine brag.
It is. And it just seems so like, I don't know. It seems so contrived and I don't know. It just kind of bugs. But I totally understand. And, you know, why is everything in the news about a handful of celebrities all the time? I feel like every time I go to read the news, it's the same stuff. It's what's happening with Kim Kardashian, what's happening with Ariana Grande, what is happening with, it's like, oh, you know, she broke up again, and like, oh my God. And then the cover of Vogue with Justin Bieber and that Baldwin girl. I mean, Vogue is having a hard time, I think.
I'm even less in the loop than you are because I don't even
know. Well, my friend Jamie pointed it out. She was the one that pointed it out. But I totally agree with her that, like, you know, it is a little bit of a out of the ordinary Vogue cover. But our world is falling to shit, Sarah. But
I don't disagree with that.
At least our pop culture is. But I love the Urban Dictionary. Do you read that much?
Yes. I reference it many times where I'm too embarrassed to be like, I know that's a cool word, but what's it mean?
I looked at Valentine's Day. So it was one of the definitions. It's the scrutinization of single people day. Examples proving I'm correct. Hallmark Godiva florist enough said, this day fucking sucks, donkey dick. Made me laugh very hard. I thought that was pretty funny.
That's cute.
I have a little bit of I guess it's a story about love.
Okay.
So I was reading about this slow love movement, and I'm not talking about making sweet slow love, Sarah.
Okay.
I'm talking about
taking it slow. Okay.
You know, taking it down a notch, not getting married right away, kind of spending some time with this person, getting to know them, becoming best friends, getting to know all these different elements about them before you tie the knot. And, you know, some of these psychologists are saying that this could be perhaps a reaction to hookup culture, you know, like how just cultural shifts, too much technology, too much easy, you know, communication with text messaging and just weird
kind of hollow stuff.
DM. Yeah. Very hollow, not very soulful, like, you know, kind of detached.
I like it already.
And so like, you know, and you can't hurry love. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Supremes said it.
And Phil Collins covered it. Don't forget, popular song.
Forget? My God. But anyway, so the whole point of the slow movement is having like a long pre-commitment stage. So like becoming friends, having friends with benefits, you know, like taking your sweet time so that you can establish a strong bond, you know, and then maybe you can decide. So people are, instead of getting married first, are getting married later. People are very afraid of divorce. I mean, because of the divorce rate, that's probably a huge result also.
People should be afraid of that. Yeah. I mean, it's clearly, it, you know, love is not always enough.
No, it really isn't. And, you know, so maybe more phone conversations as opposed to just text messages, maybe more face-to-face interactions, you know, that kind of thing. I mean, you know, do what you want to do, but I kind of agree with this. I was curious to hear your thoughts, Sarah.
Well, it's funny. I totally agree with this in principle.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
I also think that, you know, a lot of us are so, there are these kind of social norms that are ingrained in us where it's like, okay, well, if I like somebody and they like me back, then, you know, friends with benefits almost is like, oh, well, you're not good enough to be my partner.
Sure.
And that can sort of, you know, you're kind of like, okay, well, when's this over with? Because if you really like the other person, you want that affirmation that you're worth it.
And it's hard to slow down,
too. It is hard to slow down. And I think it goes both ways.
I agree.
I know for me, if someone was like, oh my God, you're amazing, can't even wait to spend the rest of my life with you 15 years from now, I'd be like, don't got that time. But I don't think that they're wrong.
Yeah, sure.
It's just, you know, you sometimes take things a little personally because it's supposed to be the Cinderella version of everything, right?
Of course.
Even though we all kind of know that that doesn't exist or exists very rarely. I think slow love is probably the most adult and mature way to go about a relationship because we all know that you're not going to know somebody even if you love them a lot for a while.
Yeah.
You just don't. Yeah. You don't know friends for a while. Like you get to know people over time. So that would be the most, I think, yeah, like the stable way to go.
You're right. There's good things in theory. There's so many things that are good in theory.
Right.
So many things. And you realize that as you're an adult. It's like, great, you know, but it's hard to do it in practice. You know, you can analyze and intellectualize so many things till the cows come home, but you're still going to kind of react and do things from emotions and you know, you're going to instinct, you know? So I agree. I think it's a good in theory sort of thing, but
it also in practice, if you've never really given it your all to like make sure that you don't go too quick and lots of space and autonomy and all of that stuff, it's like, that's hard.
It's really
you're doing
hard.
Something different for the first time. I mean, we all have habits. Romantic habits are definitely in the mix on that one.
Totally.
Well, on a very different note, Heather, let's talk about the measles.
All right. I was hoping you'd bring that up.
I know. It is V-Day after all. Come on. Let's talk about things that actually kill children.
Shouldn't we talk about STDs instead?
Well.
How about those syphilis billboards? Those are pretty sweet.
Oh, are there syphilis billboards?
There's so many in LA, and it's so funny because.
Syphilis? Isn't that the one where you go blind at the end of it?
I don't even know, but like they're really gnarly.
I thought syphilis was kind of out of the mix.
And like so many of them will be like right above a donut shop, and you're just like, weird placement. I mean, come on, couldn't you put it somewhere else?
Tough time,
You know, by a podiatrist or like, you know, another medical.
Maybe just not above a food establishment.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, no, thank you. Don't want my SIF donut.
That's LA for you.
That's LA
Big
for
old
you.
Hodgepodge.
Billboard town through and through. Well, anyway, on the topic of the reason that I brought up measles is because I thought this story was kind of interesting just to kick around. And I don't want to get preachy about how I feel about vaccinating your kids because I don't have any. So I respect the fact that there's only so much I know about being a parent. Mm-hmm. However, not vaccinating your kids is a terrible idea, and I just can't get behind it, and I don't know why this is a thing, but it is. We all know this, so you're either on one side of it or the other. Mm-hmm. Facebook said, this was a Bloomberg Bloomberg story from today, Facebook said that it may start removing anti-vaccination recommendations. Now, you might say, well, okay, I mean, I'm not getting anti-vaccination ads in my newsfeed, but this is in addition to closed groups. Okay. So groups that you and I wouldn't even be a part of, we wouldn't even see.
Sure.
But would be potentially sharing information that some people think is very dangerous and very irresponsible. Mm-hmm. Because it's actually life and death.
Yeah.
You know, your kid gets the measles, there's an outbreak, which is a thing mm-hmm. in the US right now.
Oh yeah. It's very scary.
And we're literally talking about a life or death situation mm-hmm. potentially. And the reason that this came about, it wasn't just that Facebook woke up one day and was like, anti-vax people are terrible, but there is quite a bit of pressure from various folks in government that have put pressure on CEO Mark Zuckerberg of Facebook, but also other folks at Facebook and Google. Mm-hmm. Basically, walled gardens. Well, Google isn't really a walled garden, but some network that is so powerful mm-hmm. that they, and we've seen this with political campaigns, and this is a reoccurring topic at this mm-hmm. point. How much do you say, well, it's not us. We yeah. can't control the community. We're just the platform. Mm-hmm. And how much do you have to realize that you're actually influencing human behavior mm-hmm. and potentially bad human behavior and potentially bad educational information and just various public discourse that is harmful to humanity?
Yeah.
So it sounds like Facebook is starting to be like, well, this is sort of like, you know, we're going to put it in not the same category as like a hate group, but a group where we feel it's too detrimental to the rest of our platform and to our, their own kind of, you know, the way that they're perceived by the people mm-hmm. to not let this continue, even yeah. if it's in a closed group that you and I would never see.
No, I agree. I mean, I feel like it's a lot of responsibility, you know?
Yeah.
And I think they probably want less and less responsibility these days.
Well, but you have to have more and more because most of the planet is on your network.
This is true.
Like the majority of the living population of humans.
That's insane.
And probably some pets too. Not going to judge.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, doesn't Otis have a page?
Otis has an Instagram page, yeah. which is owned by Facebook. So yes, it all comes right around. Anyway, I'd love to know what other people think about this. And I'm not trying to upset anybody who has different views than me about vaccinating anybody. That's not really the point of this. It's more of a, okay, where do we draw the line?
Sure.
You know, if you're talking about like, let's kill this person in a closed group, sure. Well, let's not, there's very few people who are going to be like, free speech, let them talk about killing. Maybe they'll do it.
Yeah.
But when it comes to something like this, you know, where are we on the pendulum?
Sure. Yeah. Email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Mm-hmm. And I am wondering, so do you feel the same way about vaccinating adults, like getting flu shots and that kind of thing? Because I feel like I really go back and forth.
Pardon me, some weirdo is email or calling me even though I'm on airplane mode.
Oh,
iMessage, you get me every time. This is actually, it's really weird. I'm texting with what I think is someone's kid who just like got my number randomly and keeps
It's not the other kid that you were texting with.
Nah, that was all.
You and all these kids that you're texting, Sarah.
No, this is just some random person being like, hey, this is so-and-so from so-and-so's class, where I was like, hey, what's up? Just to see what happens.
Oh, I get these emails that are like so personal, like, hey, Heather, we're looking forward to seeing you at the PTA meeting tomorrow, you know, and referring to my child named Susie or whatever the hell it is. And I mean, man, everything's getting so sophisticated now.
I'm just going to write back, hey. I think it's a female. We'll never know.
Ooh, it could be. I don't know. I'm sort of intrigued.
So to answer your question, sorry for the interruption. To answer your question, I do believe in vaccinating anybody mm-hmm. And trust me, I've skipped a lot of flu shots.
Me too.
But I also, because I'm like, I'm invincible. I never get the flu. What do I need to do that for? I hate needles.
Knock on wood.
But, you know, it's you can carry something and spread it. Exactly. And that's what happens.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm I'm all about the vax. If there was ever some concrete reason that would be hurting us rather than helping us, maybe a different response.
I agree. And I hate needles. And every year I really stress about the flu shot because I really don't want to get it. But I have gotten the flu quite a few times, like some of the really bad ones where you feel like you're going to die. But I've been doing this immunity spray that a friend recommended to me, which I feel like is pretty legit. It has oregano oil in it, which is supposed to be like, you know, one of the best things for your immune system.
I took some oregano oil pills this morning. Oh my gosh. In fact, little capsules. Yeah, the good for your immune system. Well, it's been raining so much. I'm like,
Well, look at us. We're on the same page.
We are.
I love it.
For once.
And by the way, there's a juice bar down the street that makes a flu shot. They call it a flu shot, but it's a shot of...
Oh, I know.
It's amazing.
I love that place.
Okay, so I go there all the time.
Yeah.
I love it.
I'm into it. Yeah, they're wonderful.
And they're so nice, and they always give you something free, like, every time you go there.
Gotta love a good vegan.
I know. I'm telling you, they're very...
When have you ever hated a vegan? Think about it.
And they're always in good moods because they don't have any, like, bacon fat, like, resting on their...
Yeah,
or
the guilt
yeah.
of how humans have ruined the earth
exactly.
kind of weighing on them, you know? Like I thought about as I ate my chicken salad for lunch.
Happy people, man.
Love y'all vegans. I mean, sometimes you're hard to eat with, but I respect
but they're
you.
Having such a good day, Sarah.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they really are.
Yeah.
I kind of think that, I don't know if you would agree with me, but I think it's so much cooler. What is so much cooler than everyone talking about Black Panther, the movie, so successful, box office numbers, like, oh my gosh, it's, you know, nominated for an Oscar.
Okay.
They actually there was the first sighting of a real Black Panther in Africa, very recently. First sighting in like 100 years.
Yeah, I actually read about that.
I did.
I saw these photos.
So beautiful.
It's funny because, you know, I'm a cat person, right? Heather and I both are. Mm-hmm. So a friend of mine sent me these photos and he was like, holy shit. And my first reaction was like, wait, if we're actually talking about the animal, isn't Black Panther redundant? Like, isn't a panther black? What's a panther? Are there other kinds of panthers?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you read the story, it's like, it's actually a black leopard.
Yeah, they're
it's like a rare kind of genetic thing.
You're telling my story. Basically,
sorry.
No, it's totally fine. They're melanistic. That's what they call it. So it's kind of like they are the opposite of, you know, being albino.
Mm-hmm.
And so leopards and jaguars, I mean, they're all, you know, it is an actual leopard or a jaguar. It's just a melanistic one.
Yeah.
And so, yes, they're endangered. You rarely see them. I mean, I think black ones are... more rare.
But it comes, but like my original question mm-hmm. stands.
Yeah.
What's a panther?
Well, basically I learned today what makes a Black Panther. Like I said, they're melanistic leopards or jaguars. So basically it's a recessive gene that makes them.
Right.
Yeah.
But so couldn't you just say panther?
No, because panthers have No.
So a Black Panther is not actually a panther. It's a leopard or a jaguar that's black.
Like, why wouldn't they call it a black jaguar? Or if that's
great
what it is.
Great question. If there's
black jaguar
already
or black
a panther that's black.
Well, like leopard, I feel like connotes like spots.
Sure.
You know?
So you'd just call it a black leopard.
Yeah, you would. But I don't know. It's a really good question, actually.
I know.
Because they're always, in this article, they're saying like, Black Panthers are simply melanistic jaguars or leopards.
Well, so
why wouldn't they call them?
And yeah. I got to thinking, like, is there just no such thing as a panther? And the Black Panther has always been a leopard or a jaguar. And they're just like, my world is blown. I have a black cat.
Me too.
And, you know, I always, you know, he and I have our little language. You know, I tell him he's a little tiny panther.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know. Is he actually like a melanistic leopard? That is going to be a conversation I'm going to have with him.
Just to break things, he's probably old enough. I think you've waited long enough.
He can handle it.
Yeah, he's like a preteen. So I think he can take it. Maybe he'll want to look for his long lost relatives. He might want to go out and seek them out. I'm not sure how you feel about that. But
well, as long as he stays safe, looks both ways before crossing the road, you know, like a little panther might do, then that's good. No, they were really beautiful photos, though. Like,
they are beautiful.
And yeah, the fact that these are people who, you know, it's like someone working for National Geographic who's like in the bush doing this full time to get that shot, who's mm-hmm. like, we haven't done this in 100 years. Pretty cool.
I mean, it must be like mind blowing for them. I love that they do the camera traps. You know, they set them up like in the bushes. And I mean, that's how they do a lot of those like yeah. Planet Earth shows that I right. freaking
it's,
love.
It's not that person just being like, I might die.
Their ass off, like, I on might the glacier. Die. Like please waiting for like a me. Groundhog to like come out of the ground.
Right.
Yeah. No, there's actually technology that helps with that. But so Sarah, I wanted to, a friend of mine, you know, we talk about, I have a lot of friends who listen to our show, a mm-hmm. lot of girlfriends.
Okay.
And, I love them very much. One of my friends, Lisa, you know, Lisa Franzetta. She,
speaking of vegans, what up?
There you go. Yeah. Perfect segue. She said the other day that she feels like our show is sort of a hip version of how a lot of Real Housewives and talk show hosts, you know, are. And I thought that was really cute. I thought you would appreciate that because you love Real Housewives so much.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm not sure what the Real Anybody? Housewives have in common with talk show hosts, but I guess what you're saying is we're more entertaining than either of those things. We're maybe hipper more hip. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll take it.
Look, we watch Jim Jarmusch movies. We're so hip.
Sure. Yeah.
Anyway, if you guys have any questions or ideas or just want to, you know, reach out and say hello, please email us at hi@havesuchagoodday.com. Go to our website, havesuchagoodday.com.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of fun stuff on there. Write us a review on iTunes. That would be so wonderful. I mean, talk about a Valentine's Day
miracle.
Mm-hmm. Yes. We would love that.
Give us a little 5-star review. Doesn't hurt anybody. Or I don't know, if it's only 3 stars, let us know why.
Yeah.
Because, of course, the community is what the show is all about. In fact, we didn't really talk about Patreon too much during this episode, but let's do it while we're at it.
Sure.
Patreon.com/havesuchagoodday is where you can find where the crux of our community lives. These are the folks that help us make the show every week.
Yep.
Help us be able to carve out time and
they
and
keep the lights on.
They literally keep the lights on in Heather's garage.
Yeah.
and let us fool around with some production and have lofty goals about what we want to do in the future. So if you would like to be a part of our community and help us make our show every month, we have a variety of tiers.
Starting at $1 a month?
$1 per month. That's not much.
No.
Hey, you know, if you just want to tell a friend, that's cool too. But if you can contribute to the show, anything between $1 and, well, we have many tiers. Go peruse.
And every, you know, every patron helps us get closer to our goals and other things that we want to do, like that we want to carve time out for. But it's hard to when, you know, this is actually kind of a job.
True story. And for anybody who says like, well, why would I pay more than $1? We have various perks. One of those perks mm-hmm. is actually coming up in just a few minutes where our $5 and up patrons get a bonus topic. Something we do just for the community mm-hmm. who we figure, hey, you know, $5 a month. Thank you so much. I guess you kind of like us.
Yeah, man.
And we'll keep the show rolling.
You know, and we're even thinking that maybe we are going to isolate our bonus topic into a separate video.
Yeah, we've talked about that a little bit.
Potentially making it live, like on Twitch or something. And a lot of our Discord community, that's $10 and above, you can speak with us on a daily basis in Discord, which is pretty fun.
We're chatting.
Everything from like the weather to, you know, what kind of yoga pants we're wearing. And I mean, it gets a little more interesting than that.
There is actually a lot of weather talk just because everyone's spread out.
I know. Yeah. You're right. We have someone
from
Wales.
We're East Coast,
West
Coast. We're, yeah. UK.
Got someone from Boston.
Like, yeah.
UK.
India, where you at? Join our Discord.
Seriously. But so on the Discord, you know, chat with us pretty much 24/7 if you like to. But, you know, potentially maybe we will do something where you can see us squirm talking about like a bonus topic on Twitch. I don't know if you guys would be interested in that, but would love to hear from you.
Absolutely.
If you would be, please let us know, because that's something that we could do pretty quickly here.
Yeah, we could. We want to make sure that the patrons of our show, the people who, as Heather said, keep the lights on, feel like they're getting what we can offer.
We want you to be happy. We
so,
want
yeah.
you to have the best of days.
Yeah, and we have gotten more than a few suggestions that we do make that bonus topic its own feed of sorts. Mm-hmm. And that way, because if you're a patron, you get it no problem. And that way, if you're looking to listen to the show, but you're also looking to just jump to that bonus topic, then it's easier.
Sure.
So anyway, feedback, super appreciated, but we're thinking about some options right now.
Yeah. So let us know. And I think that's about it for this regular episode. We're going to roll into the bonus topic in about a few seconds here, but thank you for joining
us. How many seconds?
Oh, just like maybe like 12.
12 seconds. Like 12 seconds. Ah! Oh my God, now it's 10.
Countdown.
So thank you everybody for being part of episode 32. Woo, woo. Happy Valentine's Day. Yeah. Whether you care about it or not, we love you. Hope you love us too. And
eat until, some chocolate.
Yeah, and bonus topic still to come. Chill out.
I'm Heather.
I'm Sarah.
Have such a good day.
Have a good one.